Welcome back to the Super Motivated Smith Podcast. Today I will be talking about COVID-19 Part 2. The song that you heard prior to this podcast coming on was Bounce Back by Big Sean. What bounce back basically means to me is whatever you're going through in life, you can bounce back from it. If you keep pushing, keep striving to be the best, keep trying to evolve as a person, you can bounce back. Even during this trying time, during, you know, the COVID-19 virus, we can bounce back from this. But the only way we can bounce back, if we stay at home. We have a lot of people still out here playing around, playing basketball, going to the park or whatnot. And I can go on and on and on about that. But a lot of people is not understanding what shelter in place is, stay at home, lockdown. Like, guys, this is very serious. This is very serious. We got people dying every day from this virus. So in order to bounce back as a people, we need to stay at home and be safe. That's how people can stay safe, if they stay at home. Now, the things that I want to share on my episode is like five different things. First thing, we're going to talk about essential worker. If you're not an essential worker, you need to basically stay at home. Unless you have to go out for food, medical stuff, then and run a few errands and take care of your business. Like, you know, if you can't pay bills online or whatnot, then that's understandable. But make sure when you come back at home, you quarantine. You disinfect yourself so you won't, you know, get bacteria and germs and stuff inside of your home. So let's talk about essential workers. What does that mean? An essential worker, to my knowledge, is a doctor, a nurse, a respiratory therapist, those people that's working on the front line right now. Those are people that are working in hospitals, working in clinics, and seeing patients every day as soon as they walk in, diagnosing them or whatnot, and trying to do the best they can to keep these people alive, because they have different strands of this COVID-19. They have some strands that don't show signs and symptoms, and then they have some strands that'll put you in ICU and have a death, you know, a detrimental effect for, you know, particular people, depending on, you know, if their immune system is compromised or not. That means if they're not healthy. But still, it's still killing people that is healthy as well, depending on what type of strains you come in contact with. So essential workers, we got doctors, like I was saying at first, doctors, nurses, respiratory therapists. We have truck drivers. We have EMT workers, police officers, and firefighters. They're all working on the front line. Now, don't forget about the supermarket workers. We got people that, you know, still work at these grocery stores every day that still come in, and they have to deal with a lot of people, a lot of traffic coming in and out of stores. So you got to be mindful of the people that's out there every day in this environment and going into these environments, because I know it's not safe. And I know a lot of people, you know, that's their job. That's how they put food on their table. That's how they take care of their families. So I just want to give my respect to these people that's out every day working every day and seeing these people and dealing with people that's sick, or just, you know, providing a service to people that's, you know, that need food or whatnot and medical supplies or whatnot. So I want to give my respect to those people, especially those essential workers. So if you're not an essential worker, please stay home so you can keep everybody safe. That's how we can all bounce back. The second thing that I want to share is, regardless if you go outside or stay inside, just try to wash your hands as much as you can. Now, stats say you got to wash your hand every 20 minutes. I would say, personally, just wash your hand as much as you can wash your hands and sanitize as much as you can. And if you're at home, you just use soap and water. That helps better than not washing them at all. The third thing is, leave your shoes and clothes at the door. If you go outside and you're doing what you need to do, you're going outside, you're taking care of your business, you know, you leave the house and you come back, take your shoes and your clothes off at the door, put it in a bag, spray your bag down with some sanitizer spray, some disinfectant spray, and make sure you wash yourself off. You know, go to the shower, wash yourself off from head to toe. That'll be safe. That'll be the safe thing, especially if you have kids at the house and you don't want to spread nothing. The fourth thing, continue to stockpile. Continue to stockpile on Lysol, disinfectant wipes, and Clorox. You know, you want to make sure you hit the areas like in your kitchen and in your restroom. That's the most traffic areas in your home. Those where everybody, those are the places where everybody is going to be at. So make sure those areas for sure are disinfected and wiped down as much as you can. And the last thing I want to share is just make sure you wash your body. Good hygiene is great. When you have good hygiene, you wash your body from head to toe, you're just washing the germs and bacteria off that accumulate in the household. Even if you don't go nowhere, please wash yourself. Please wash yourself from head to toe, especially the hot spots. And we should all know where the hot spots are. I shouldn't even get technical in those areas, but you know what I mean. But anyways, I want to share those, you know, thoughts. I want to make sure some people are more aware of what essential workers mean, because a lot of people's definition is different for essential workers. So I just want to share that. Thank you for tuning in to the Super Motivated Cement Podcast. Until next time, thank you, and we will bounce back.